With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
One of our real go-to guys, and particularly when it demands both an active police department and thoughtful police department, is the chief of police over in Abington. That's Chief Pat Malloy, joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Pat, good to talk with you again. Thanks for joining us.
Dom, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So I throw it to you because of the esteem we have for you just in general. What are a couple things that jump out of this situation to you?
We use this term when seconds count, cops are minutes away. And when we are talking about our school resource officers, two of whom are assigned to our Abington Senior High and our Abington Junior High, when second counts and there's somebody who is going to either cause harm or assault somebody, they are seconds away. They are on location and they have a radio, which is like a force multiplier, which other officers can come quickly and be alerted to any kind of a threat on the school property. I think in Abington, I think it's really important that we have a police presence in most of our schools. And we have that through our DARE program, through Adopt a Cop, High Five Fridays. There are other programs that are out there where you have highly trained officers who are not there in a threatening posture. They're there to provide resources, create relationships, and they're also in a position to receive information about any issues that might be on the horizon or troubled students or information that we may be proactive. For example, recently we had somebody post on social media that they were going to shoot up one of our schools. Our detectives went out, and not too intrusive. They did a knock and announce, and talk to the family mm-hmm. members, and we discovered that he was in the process of attempting to purchase a gun.
Wow.
And these type of things where you're hyper vigilant, and you know my school resource officers, for example, the one officer over there was a former nose guard for Temple when they beat Penn State. He's also a DARE officer, a SWAT officer, so he has the disposition and the training to be there to be helpful. But when we need to take care of business, he has the training. We train for single officer response to an active shooter, multiple officer response to an active shooter, but we know that the best way of preventing these is have officers present or be unpredictable when they are coming in and out of the school properties.
Now, I filled in, Pat, on a national show last night, and I felt as if I were talking to you with a different accent and a different hat on. It's a retired Texas Ranger who's nationally known, and he coined the term, or he kept on using the term, we don't need a first responder. That's not good enough. We need what you have in Abington, an immediate responder. That's much better. That could be within seconds they're responding. So here's the thing, and we went through this publicly with one school board member. I'm not going to relitigate that. How is it that Abington, how long and how did they buy into that, having an armed resource officer in the school? Take the dynamic. How did you convince? What happened?
Yes. Well, this started, Dom, back in the 90s when community-oriented policing was being funded through grants, through the Pennsylvania Commission on Crime and Delinquency. Mm-hmm. we as an organization took full advantage of that because we really believed in the tenets of community policing. And the school district would pay for one officer, and the police township budget would pay for the second officer. It required certification training. And our department believed that we can do more by being present in the schools, a resource with the students, and working hand-in-hand with counselors and teachers, because there are a number of things that aren't advertised, whether it's see something, say something, or safe to say, where this information comes to our police officers. We evaluate it. We're not going to be, you know, knocking down doors over. Sometimes you get misinformation or bad information, but you have to have that skill where you can cut through everything and get the help to some people who may be out there that are following. I think there are five behavioral pre-attack behaviors that we look for. And, you know, and if you remember that Penn State student who was carrying the rifle around our town years ago, that, Don, that was a classic example. I happened to be down at the FBI NA at training, and they start talking about a small department in Southeast Pennsylvania, and they started going through how we handled that. So, and I was in the class, and that was a case where this individual, out of nowhere, bought an AR-15. He had no history with weapons in the past. We were receiving messages from friends saying that he was suicidal. There were a number of things where that was a difficult case because we know people have the right to carry weapons, and we're not going to make it about that. But we need to be responsible. We need to use common sense, and we're going to be proactive if we hear anything about anyone that's potentially threatening our children. And God, this is a terrible one with kindergarten through fourth grade. And my wife works with autistic support, you know, mm-hmm. out in Bucks County. And I just can't imagine the impact on the community. If it's predictable, it's preventable, and we can't keep talking about this stuff. We know that if we have security measures, whether your last guest talked about the technology and the building, hardening the targets, that's certainly important. But having somebody who has the right disposition that can work along with the staff and also be armed and trained prior military, I think is something that we ought to be thinking about. But in the meantime, I'm going to control what I can control. These students are our students. They're members of our community. So my officers are out, you know, right. either doing crossings or just staying close to the school because there's no more vulnerable population than our students.
Well, I'll tell you one of the times, Pat, and it's meant to be entertaining in addition to true. My wife comes to a game. I was coaching my older son, and the school didn't actually have a league, so we're playing all over the place, which was a great experience. We're playing this one game, and it was a PAL officer, Police Athletic Association. Roe yes. comes in. He's got a referee shirt on. He's refereeing, but he's got the sidearm on. She goes, "This is a pretty rough league." The cop is running up and down with a gun on his hip as a referee. And I felt
great
as if
guy.
I were,
I know him.
Yeah, yeah. I felt as if I were home in South Philly, you know? I mean,
yeah.
So, but here's the thing. Some of it is fiscal, but I think some of it is due to you and your predecessor being skilled and nuanced in this with the community to be convincing that this is a great benefit, not something, because it seems as if it's not money. Some of these school districts are pretty affluent, more affluent than Abington, I would say. And yet they
yes.
don't do this. And the logic and every instinct points toward me. This is the number one thing that can be done versus all the grandiose hard things nationally to be looked at. This is the thing that works. So what is it about Abington? It speaks well that they made this decision.
Yes, and Tom, last night when this was happening, I received a text from the superintendent. He and I already spoke, you know, just recently about our ongoing training and collaboration mm-hmm. with Run, Hide, Fight. That's what we call it. You'll hear it: alert, lockdown, inform, counter, and evacuate. That's Alice. But we have a Run, Hide, Fight training that we do with all the staff over there. I think that because of the quality of our officers, I say it's a steel fist and a velvet glove. When I spent 20 years on SWAT. I was a commander of our SWAT team. I also taught there for 10, 15 years. I was really involved in our police athletically. They're the type of officers that we recruit, emotionally intelligent, who can handle business, who are highly trained, and have a great relationship and connection mm-hmm. with the school district. Because it's a lot of money to invest in the salary of a police officer to put an officer at each school. But on the other hand, if you have programs that are embedded where bad guys or people who want to do harm to our children see an officer out there at various times of the day, and sometimes for several hours a day, teaching programs. I think it's just communication and respect. And I know people have different views when it comes to gun, the Second Amendment, et cetera. I've been through all those things. But we really do need good, highly trained officers and or prior military or just security firms that can handle these schools.
Let me ask you, how many, say, in our five-county area here, how many school districts, just off the top of your head, ballpark, do have resource or police officers in the schools? Do you have a sense?
I'm going to say about one-third, and I think some of them, and I'm including some private companies that they had hired,
right.
They are civilian resource officers, a retired police officer who went into the business, and they hires people with backgrounds in Abington Police has one retired lieutenant from our department who is also armed and a police officer that does make his rounds around the school district, so we
all
do
right.
have some layers of protection.
Well, it's a silver lining, and Pat, nothing is a panacea. We all know that, but every time I talk with you, I feel encouraged to say to the doomsayers, we know what works. It gives us the best shot, and I think also develops a great relationship with police. They see these kids differently, and certainly they see the cops differently. That's what DARE and POW and everything else are all about.
Absolutely, Dom. And when you know the George Floyd incident changed policing, and we took a hard look at ourselves, we should look at this one, and we need to say this cannot happen again. I know it's rare, but it's preventable, and it's worth the investment.
It is. So, thank you, Pat. Catch up with you soon.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.